This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Melaghana's Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Look, my friend, he lives 2 hours up the road in Sydney, has not come to visit me once since we moved to Canberra. This is one of my best friends.
Yep.
He could get in a car, drive down. He repeatedly talks about how he'll have to use frequent flyer miles to come down and visit.
Yeah.
I've explained to him repeatedly, you do understand Canberra's 2 hours away.
It would take him nearly longer to get to the airport, get through boarding, get on a plane, wait, take off, land, get off. It would take him longer to get on the plane, I reckon.
So, absolutely, 100% correct. And then you add in the getting back through the airport. It's the exact same process. He'd be better to just get in the car. Doesn't seem to understand. Seems to think it's about 5 hours down the road. Has not come to visit me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big bugbear at the moment because I've been up to Sydney to catch up with him probably 4 or 5 times in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
Okay? Yesterday, after, let me have a look. Says here, 6th of September was the last text message I got from him.
Yep.
Yesterday, completely out of the blue. I might, in capital letters, be going to the US for work.
Mm-hmm.
There was an offer for a junket and work approved.
Well, what's the junket? Oh, you're not allowed to say?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
But it's like a publicity thing. He works in publicity.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's very cool.
But is that not just a friend texting me out of the blue to brag about something cool happening in his life?
It is. I mean, it 100% is. There's no way around it.
But it's not, how are you?
Yeah.
How's your Monday going?
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
No, it's just, hey, I'm going to America for free, potentially.
Oh, well, not for free, getting paid.
Yeah.
Getting paid to go to America.
Yeah.
Well, let's burrow in a little deeper to this, okay?
Sure.
I've never been to America.
Yep.
And I'm, like, obsessed with it. You know, some people, they call them Francophiles. They're obsessed with France. They love the Eiffel Tower. They get into all of it.
Exactly.
I'm like that with America.
Yep.
I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
My friend in question, who I nearly just named then, has been about 6 times, 7 times in total.
Yep.
3 of those, count them, 1, 2, 3, he's been paid by work to go.
Mm.
This isn't an out of the blue, oh my God, can you believe it? This kind of happens semi-regularly.
Yeah, and that's the only thing, I think the only thing that you have on your side is, like, this happens all the time for him.
So he's just bragging.
Yeah.
To his friend that he knows. I've been friends with this guy for 11 years.
Yeah.
The friend that he knows desperately wants to go to America.
Yep.
Can't.
Yep.
Getting paid to go.
Honestly, this is
he's
what you should do.
He's a scumbag.
Because work's paying for it. He's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
They will be paying for his flights.
I should try and get him fired?
Well,
before the trip?
Jesus.
Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's how you can take it if you'd like. No, what you should do is you should say, all right, cool, no worries, man. Use the frequent fly points you're going to get for free because you're being paid to go over there to fly here afterwards.
Yeah.
And then when he goes, I don't know. And they go, okay, well, then never, ever tell me about America again.
Or just never speak to me again.
Yeah, just block his number.
I'm cancelling this friendship. Either come to visit in the next 2 months or the friendship's cancelled.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Now, Ned.
Yeah?
We're giving away trips to Floriade very soon with $100 to spend there as Nightfest, which is going to be great. With Ned and Josh's World Wanderers.
Mm-hmm.
Getting around the world is the whole concept.
That's exactly right. All you have to do is figure out where in the world we are.
But imagine if you thought to yourself, geez, I need a holiday. I want a break.
I do think that.
And the world wasn't enough. Okay, I need to get away from it all.
Isn't that a James Bond movie?
It is actually a James Bond movie. You know what? An underrated James Bond movie. It's not as bad as everyone thinks it is.
Yeah. The world is not enough. Okay, well, where would you go then?
Out of space. Get off planet.
Where to?
To the space hotel that they're saying is going to be operational by 2027.
What?
So it's like an international space station, but for tourists. It's a literal space hotel.
I thought you were going to say, and it would have really stuck with the theme of, like, what's that other James Bond movie? It's like
Moonraker.
Moonraker. There you go. That would have been, the world's not enough.
You feel like James Bond, though.
Yeah.
You feel like James Bond.
Staying in the, so what do you stay in the International Space Station, or are they building an extra thing for the International Space Station?
No. This is a separate thing.
Okay, right.
So it would be, because they're doing a lot of space tourism exploration at the moment.
Of course, Virgin Galactic.
Well, how's this going to work is what they're talking about. How are we going to get this happening over the next few decades, get rich people up into space.
That's where they want to go.
You wouldn't want to be the first to try this, though, would you?
To go to this hotel?
Nah, you'd want them to iron out some of the kinks.
Yeah. You don't want to be the first person experiencing valet and, like, they're still ironing out the kinks. They open up the airlock door and you get sucked into space.
Wasn't attached properly. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. You want to I tell you, where's a safe space to be? 20th. Because it's still very, very new. You're still potentially one of the 20th people.
That's when stuff goes wrong.
Oh, so
they
you
start
think,
to think they've got it down, and right. then there's something they've forgotten. You want to be about the 2,000th person to do this.
But then it's, what's
then
the point?
Because then they've really got it down.
Yeah, but you lose any of the allure of being like, oh, I was one of the first person to state space hotel.
I love staying in a hotel. It's a bit of fun. Yeah. Bit of fun, little shampoos, yeah. little... You just... Not a lot of them have the danger of being sucked into out of space.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
you're exploding from the inside out.
You really want to make sure they have this right, is the
yeah,
point I'm making.
Yeah. You don't need to be sucked into oblivion.
I don't need to be the first. I just need to come back.
At worst, what I'll tolerate is bed lice. What I won't tolerate is being sucked into a vortex where I just slowly die of starvation. That'll put a real damper on my holiday.
Hoteliers all around the world have heard that just then and just gone, you know what? This guy will tolerate bed bugs.
Yeah.
We could lower our standards a whole lot right now.
If you are thinking that, not a lot of other people will accept that.
Do we need to clean the room every night? Probably not, to be honest. This would make the Mile High Club look like an absolute joke, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast.
Josh, I went and got a haircut yesterday. My hair is...
Speaking of surprises, that was a little surprise. Didn't realize you were doing that.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize either. I was kind of driving home from work, and I called them up. True Fit in Hill Canberra, by the way.
The world's oldest barber. Grooming men for greatness since 1805.
Didn't give me a free haircut, so let's chill on this.
The taglines and everything? Yeah,
that's
no, okay, fine.
That was still fantastic. I went in there. My hair is insanely dead because I've had it dyed a few times. And I essentially just said to her, hey, just fix me up, fam. Like, just essentially.
Did you say fam?
Yeah. And I said,
that's disappointing.
Fix, not the other, not what you people usually say. I said, fix me up, fam.
That's disappointing.
And she did. She has fixed me up, fam.
Okay.
She's made my hair look. She's made my hair look a lot nicer. It's also very short, shorter than I'd usually go because it was so very dead.
It looks good, though. You've done a good job.
I don't mind it. I usually like my hair a bit longer, but you know what? They've done a fantastic job there.
What's your issue?
It's my issue every single time I get a haircut.
Oh, this is where the etiquette school comes in.
This is where the etiquette school comes in. It's where, after you get a haircut that's not significantly fantastic, it's nice, but it's not, like, amazing. The compliment or the phrase you will hear is, oh, you got a haircut. And I'm just sick of hearing that.
Yes.
It doesn't give me
too.
Doesn't give me anything to work with. Tamara here at work has already given me more than that. She's gone, oh, you got a nice haircut.
There you go. An adjective in there.
I can say thank you. I can go, oh, thanks. I'm pretty happy with it. If someone just goes, oh, you got a haircut, what am I meant to say to that?
Your vision's working correctly.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I know. I paid for it.
Detective, you are correct.
Exactly. Spot on, friend.
Well done, Sherlock. No, I get it because it leaves you nowhere to go.
Does it make me a jerk if I actually do just say, yeah, I know?
I think...
Is it me making a point?
I think is jerkish. I think you, if you want to make the point without being a jerk, just give it a bit of, I did.
Yeah.
With a bit of a high inflection.
Yeah, I did. So someone, you say to me...
Got a haircut.
Yeah, I did. You got a problem with me or something?
Yeah, I was going to say, probably not that high of an inflection. Sounds like, you want to go? Probably just, you try. I'll give you what it is.
Oh, you got a haircut.
Yeah, I did.
Even then, that's a little...
Maybe we drop the inflection then. Go again.
Oh, you got a haircut.
Sure did.
That's all right.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty chummy.
Yeah. What about if you just go arrogant and imply an adjective was used? So give it again.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you got a haircut.
Yeah, thanks.
And then you open yourself up to, didn't say it was good.
And then we're at the crux of what this is about. Yeah. Why are you mentioning it then? You're having a fight in the office, but you're getting to the bottom of what the person's original intentions were by mentioning your haircut.
I have a final option, and this isn't going to clear up anything. If anything, it's going to make it more confusing, but at least you'll have a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You say it to me.
You got a haircut?
And then you start...
Touching your hair. Yeah. Ned forgot we were on the radio for a second.
Oh, Christ! Where's it gone? I'm balding! There you go. That's a bit of fun for you. And it'll freak them out.
I got one more for you.
Yeah, sure. Oh, you got a haircut.
You want one?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
We are asking on 131060 after, honestly, a little bit of a scary thing happened to me over the weekend. A visit from beautiful guide dog trainee puppy Casper caused me to sort of break out in like these weird like welt hive things after he scratched me on my arm.
We think that you're allergic to dogs.
No,
which is
you
super
think
sad.
I think it's connected to my hay fever. I'm hoping it's connected to my hay fever.
Me and the medical world think that you've contracted an allergy towards dogs. I'd love to know on 131060, what are you unfortunately allergic to?
Kristen's on the line from Googong. Kristen, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good thank Kristen. You. Now, is it Kristen or Kirsten?
It's Kirsten.
I'm so sorry. I know Kristen's and Kirsten's both hate it when people do that, so I'm very, very sorry. Is this you or is this somebody else?
This is my husband. So my husband grew up eating yubbies, as you do.
Yep.
And we decided for our third wedding anniversary that we'd splurge a little bit. He'd never tried lobster before.
Ooh, nice.
He had, I think it was like 2 mouthfuls of it, and his throat started to swell.
Oh my God. But he,
yeah.
You said he's eaten yubbies, though.
Yeah, he grew up eating yabbies as a kid and really loved them and not anymore.
That's so bizarre. So that actually happened because that's the same kind of allergy, isn't it? You wouldn't be able to...
Yeah, it's like a shellfish allergy.
So no shellfish anymore for him.
Can he? So he can't even eat yabbies anymore?
No yabbies, no prawns, no lobster.
That's crazy. Nothing. Do you ever make the joke like, oh, this is... I'd like to get lobster. It's a bit selfish of you to not be able to... Do you ever say that to him, Kirsten?
No, that's something he would say.
Okay. I was going to say,
he's got a good outlook on it.
Kirsten seems like a lovely person. Yeah, no, I don't think that's happening. Jess is on the line from Brad and Jess. How are you?
I'm good.
That's great, good, Jess. Now, what have you developed an allergy to?
So I grew up in the country, and now as an adult living in Canberra, I'm now allergic to things like dogs and horses and canola.
Oh, you've become a city slicker.
This is starting to sound like me a little bit here. So how did this start?
I guess it just sort of developed later in life. So when I went back to visit my parents, I couldn't, like, hug my dog and I couldn't really be outdoors.
It's like a prison sentence.
No, this is not good. Yeah. This is not good, Jess. This is exactly what I'm scared of.
Jess, what's the worst part of your new allergies, your newfound allergies? What's the worst part of it?
I did end up in hospital one time because I had anaphylaxis. So I found that I had a new allergy.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible, Jess.
That is horrible.
Can I ask a question? And this is just medical. You don't have to answer it. Can you take anything for the dog allergy? Can you actually calm it down? Or is it just you can't be around dogs?
I just take a lot of the hay fever tablets and try not to, rub my face on the dog.
Yeah. this is terrible news, This is terrible news.
I really thought that this was going to be a lot lighthearted and funny, but I guess allergies are very serious. Yeah. Not that I think allergies are funny, but like I think getting them as an adult is like...
It's not funny. This is scary stuff. And this for me, like I love dogs. So this is very, very scary. I'm going to have to go home. I'm going to have to book a trip because I don't have access to dogs regularly. Yeah. I'm allowed to have them in my apartment.
Go to the RSPCA.
Our Labrador at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go home and basically like just play fight with her taking some hay fever tablets.
There's
probably easier ways to test that out, actually.
Actually, to be honest, yourself to it.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
And Ned, look, everybody's very, very excited. The town's still buzzing. Home final, the big win over Melbourne.
Yeah.
The Canberra Raiders are the talk of the town at the moment, which is absolutely fantastic. Still, I would say one thing that everybody is still kind of a little bit up in arms about, still having a bit of chats here and there in offices all around the nation's capital, Joey Lalua getting the little bit of a spark in his eye.
Yeah.
People are like, how did that even happen? All that sort of stuff. And I'm here to say this morning, there is a story that has come from the US. This could have been a whole lot worse.
What happened?
I think it's interesting that this has happened almost immediately after. Like in the same weekend of sport in the world, a very similar event that was much worse has taken place in the NFL in America. American football.
Yeah, yeah.
The Tennessee Titans had an incident with one of their pyrotechnic things that actually set the field on fire. They were apparently seconds away from evacuating the stadium as they set the field on fire.
Isn't a field meant to be, like, relatively wet?
Well, the problem is with the NFL fields in America, and I'm not sure if this is one of them because it's an outdoor stadium, but they have AstroTurf, so it's not real grass. It's like plastic.
So Jesus, that's not good.
You get a little bit actually, I will say this. I'm pretty sure it's plastic because looking at how black the smoke is that's coming off the fire, I think people even just breathing that in, it wouldn't be too good
for
them.
That's what I mean. Like, even, just AstroTurf being on fire.
Not good.
Not great.
God, imagine that. Imagine being the person in charge of whatever that was that set on fire.
Exactly
right.
You
got a stadium full of people, all there to watch some football.
Yep.
And now you're having to put out this massive fire.
That's it. Like, it's just so unexpected. It's like the last thing you'd expect. They wouldn't have fire brigade on air, on duty.
There are only two people that are excited about this, excited about the field catching on fire and play being delayed for this long.
Who?
And that is the guy stuck in the toilet. As play was about to start.
Nice delay for him.
And the person stuck in line for a beer as play was about to start.
People who are waiting in lines.
The only two people going, thank God, there's been a fire. That's great news.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned.
Yeah.
What's going on with your parents?
Parents just got back from a 5-week vacay in Europe.
Okay. Yep.
So they got back from a 5-week holiday in Europe.
Yep.
They went everywhere. They went to Spain. They went to Croatia. They're taking a bit of long service leave because they're really old. And they've come back. They got back on Saturday night. And I called them yesterday. I called both of them yesterday. And look, I don't want to speak because, first of all, it's none of my business. And especially, it's none of your business, Canberra. I don't want to speak on the status of my parents' marriage.
Hmm.
But they've come back with a certain glow about it.
The holiday glow.
They are
very in love.
Very in love
there
at the moment.
There we go. Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
I, not, and this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying they weren't before, but they were like, they were just like friends.
They were married.
They were friends before. You can't, it's so unreasonable for everyone to expect that you're going to be like head over heels madly in love with someone for 40 years.
What are some of the signs? What are some of the signs you're pointing
to? My dad, okay, I'll show you the photo of my mum. Okay, this is her in Croatia. Okay, that's the photo of her.
Okay,
lovely at sunset.
She's just looking out over some
looks
water.
Looks beautiful. God bless her. My dad sent me this and was like, "Best photo I've ever taken of your mum," and then did like photography credit. Photography credit. The definition of a man are batting above his average. And I called him yesterday, and he's like, "Do you see the photo of your mother?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did." And he's like, "God, she looks great."
What are you supposed to say to that?
Oh,
yeah, she's smoking.
God, Jesus,
yeah,
I could not agree more.
How Jack, weird would that
send
be?
That to me. I called mum. I was like, "How? What's going on? How you enjoying being back?" And she's like, "God, just being with your father."
I get it. Okay, look, this
Christ.
Is the thing. I mean, it's always lovely to see the spark in the marriage still there,
no,
but as a
not.
Kid, it's still kind of gross.
I hate it. Everything about this is weird and gross. Makes me feel sick. I love that my parents are in love. But they're like, my mum's 60. My dad's 59. Get over yourselves.
See, this is the alternate to this is my parents, when they go overseas, mum will go, "Oh, we had a wonderful time in Cambodia. We did all these things, blah, 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 blah. I went to this temple. I got a massage.
Barely
I did this. I did this." I'm like, "How did dad go?" "Oh, yeah, he was there."
"I'm pretty sure I saw him once."
"Yeah, he was around."
"It's funny you mentioned him. I ran into him."
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.